Good morning. Today is May the 27th, 2026, Wednesday morning. We welcome you to my morning prayer. My name is Billy Allen.
I would ask you, if you would, to open with me in the book of Acts, chapter 16, beginning in verse number 25. The scripture reads, "But about midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns of praise to God, and prisoners were listening to them. And suddenly there came a great earthquake, so that the foundations of the prison were shaken, and immediately all the doors were opened, and everyone's chains were unfastened. When the jailer awoke and saw the prison doors opened, he drew his sword and was about to kill himself, supposing that the prisoners had escaped. But Paul cried out with a loud voice, saying, 'Do not harm yourself, for we are all here.' And he called for lights and rushed in, and with trembling and fear he fell down before Paul and Silas. And after he brought them out, he said, 'Sirs, what must I do to be saved?'" Continuing in verse 31, "They said, 'Believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, and you will be saved, you and your household.' And they spoke the words of the Lord to him, together with all who were in the house. And he took them that very hour of the night, and washed their wounds, and immediately he was baptized, he and all his household. And he brought them into his house, and set food before them, and rejoiced greatly, having believed in God with his whole household." You know, beloved, as I read through these verses of how God miraculously delivered this jailer in this prison where Paul and Silas were imprisoned, you know, we notice some things in these first verses, beginning in verse 25, where I began. It says it was about midnight. Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns of the praise of God, and the prisoners were listening to them. Beloved, every day people watch how we live our lives as believers. You know, these prisoners that were around, as well as these jailers, we understand that they were watching how they were living, even though they may have been incarcerated. The word tells us in verse 25 that it was about midnight, so we know they were up. We know they were still praising God, even at that late hour, that early hour, knowing that the Lord God was still real and still powerful and still mighty in their life. You know, I believe we can glean a great understanding from that, knowing that the Lord God is always with us. His word says that he'll never leave us and he'll never forsake us. But yet there's times in our life that I know each of us, myself surely included, feel that we're distant from the Lord's will. You know, I notice as well in this verse, he was awakened as the earthquake came from the Lord, and the jail was opened up, and it says the prisoners were released. You know, I notice as Paul cried out, the word says, in a loud voice, and said, "Do not harm yourself, for we all are here." So we must understand, those jailers that were taking care of these prisoners, it was understood that if it were found out that any prisoner had escaped, that it would be the life, it would cost the life of the jailer. And you know, this jailer knew that if any of these prisoners were to escape, that surely he would be killed. You know, as we go and read a little bit further into the text, we see that the witness of Paul and Silas surely is what, with the grace of the Lord God, the saving grace and the saving power placed upon the jailer. Beloved, we can see that the power of God working through Paul and Silas, through their witness and through the way that they were living their life, even though they were incarcerated, even though they were in chains, even though they were bonded, we see that God's power was still prevalent. He said, "Sirs, what must I do to be saved?" In verse 31, there's that powerful word given by Paul. It says, "They said, 'Believe in the Lord Jesus and you will be saved, you and your household.'" You know, today I think sometimes we probably look and think, well, God maybe is not going to work in this person's life because, beloved, the way that they're living, the witness that we see coming from them, and wonder, well, by our first impressions, whether or not God lives in their life, whether or not the power of God is in them, or whether they're saved, whether they're redeemed. But you know, beloved, the Word of God testifies that we're judging them by that. We need to allow God's grace to penetrate. We need to allow God's power to work in their lives, just as Paul and Silas allowed this to work in the life of this jailer. You see, we see in these remaining verses of how the jailer was so kind and how he was so appreciative of what God had done in his life as he brought forth and brought them to his very house. It says in verse 34, "And he brought them into his house and set food before them, and rejoiced greatly, having believed in God with his whole household." You know, that's a powerful word, knowing how whenever God works in our life, beloved, we can find and we can know because of God's word and truth that we become new creatures, that all the old things are passed away. The word says, behold, all things become new. You know, many people that I have shared the word of God with, and many people that I have witnessed and I have prayed with, it has been amazing to me, and it's still amazing each time that I see the Lord God save another soul. It amazes me in so many ways as I hear them testify how all the burdens and all the weights in their life have been lifted away by the hand and the grace of our Lord God. This morning, I would ask you to bow your heads with me and let the Lord do His mighty work in their lives. Father, we're thankful today, Lord, for your word, for the truth, God, that you give us in this text. Lord, we would ask you to allow us to be faithful as Paul and Silas truly were, Father, even though they were bound and even though they were incarcerated, God, they surely were not bound through the Spirit, God, for you were there. Father, today, may you set us free, even as believers, Father, today. Let us be free and have the knowledge and the wisdom, God, that you're working, you are desiring to work in the lives of many people if we'll be that faithful witness, if we'll show by example, Father, the way the Lord God loves us and how, Father, you're so faithful upon us in the witness and the way we live our lives around each other. God, may today you bless your word. Father, may today, Father, that you help us to have the strength, God, that we need so desperately in our lives. Father, there's nothing within us today, Father, that we can do on our own, God, that would ever bring glory upon your name. But rather, Father, through the power of the Holy Spirit, may you just work in a mighty and a profound and an abounding way, God, so that we may lift up, we may praise, may we bless your name, just as Paul and Silas. May we always be thankful for our salvation. May we always be thankful, Father, for how you continue to work in the lives of each and every one of our family and our household. Lord, today, just may your will, may your grace be abounding in our life. Father, we'd pray today that you would bless those that are listening, Father, that have special needs. We'd ask you to bless them, Father. We'd ask you to meet their needs, Father, not within the means of their needs, Father, but through your grace and through your power and your love. We thank you for your blessings. We thank you for all that you provide unto us each and every day. And Father, today, until you call us home, may, Father, today we be faithful. May we be that witness, God, that you call us to be. And Father, may your word and your truth be within us today in a mighty and a profound way. For today we come and we pray in the name above all names. Today we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.